from Lightship. We're going to have a wonderful show tonight. This will be a little different than what you're used to, so we won't really start getting into it for probably about 5 minutes here. So have some surprises for everybody. So we're going to first do a emotional clearing, and like we do on every Saturday night, we go to the Lightship. So what's the Lightship? This is creation energy. What's creation energy? It's the energy that was created to bring creations forth in the light. How it was created, I don't know. But it's not the darkness, and it's pure light, which is in your spirit, your soul, and your heart center. And this is the light energy that makes the universes of light. And this is what you resonate to. So we're going to do an emotional body clearing first. So if you're new to the program, this is not like any other program. You don't have to do any thing yourself. The Lightship will do it all for you. So I'd like you all to scroll down to the light being on your monitor screen. If you're not there yet, just go to Creation Lightship Healing and click on it. You can use any times, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. Just click on it and bring up the light beam. We're going to energize the light beam right now. We're going to bring in the males tonight for this wonderful show. Here comes the male energies, and this is creation energy coming in to the light beam. One of the light beams that help us do healings are coming in right now, so here we go. Increasing the energy, so I'll use the word stronger to bring it in. And you probably start to feel your room become energized with like electricity as it comes in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that feels pretty good to me. Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace? How does it feel to you?
Oh, it feels great. And as soon as they came in, the whole room here that I'm in just actually became full of light, and it just feels wonderful.
Okay, so let's start doing some emotional clearing. Had a great day today. We're out in New York at Union Square. A little drizzly, but we did a lot of healings on people. And did some chakra alignments, some physical healing, so just a wonderful time today. If you want to comment on that, if you were there, you can just click on the fast chat and type in a little message if you want. We saw at least 50 people there in the short amount of time that we're able to see them because of the weather conditions, but it was just wonderful. So here we go. I'm going to release some entities out of people. These are what we call ghosts. And they should not be with you. So here we go. You might feel energies change in your body, which is a normal process here. You may feel things leave you. You might feel your hair standing up on end. That's what happens too sometimes as a physical reaction. You might just feel more peaceful. So I'm going to take them out of you, working with the bottom of your feet now, moving up to the top of your head. So here we go. We'll go with the feet to the ankles. Here we go. And moving up now to your knees. And now moving up to your waist. Solar plex area. And moving up to your shoulders. Going down our arms now. Going up our neck. Okay, we're going now to the back of our neck, going up the back of our skull, going around to our face, ears, eyes, working inside of our mouth. Here we go, getting them out of you. Remember, they come into us just because they like to have a home. Like the old boll weevil song. Got to have a home, got to find a home or something. If you're old enough, you might remember that in the old days. So here we go, getting them out of you. and they live off your life force energy, live off your body energy, off your spirit energy. So they just need that to maintain life here. These are ghost emotional bodies of people who passed on. Here we go. Getting more of them out of you. You might feel tingles. And here we go. We're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. This is why we have this program, so that your spirit will be with you. It's in your heart center. So that's the first part, is to get your spirit connected to you. And it's very, very important to know that you do have a spirit. So here we go. And you need to first do that connection. We're going to drop you down into your heart center right now. So you have more of your spirit in you. I'm going to count to 10. And we'll go into the heart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So that's the connection that should be being made right now instantly with your spirit. The parts of you that leave is only because you're dealing with energy here that's traumatic for the spirit, not in love, physical pain. This is what happens. Your spirit becomes traumatized to the point where it has to leave your body. And not all of it leaves naturally, but little pieces do, because the spirit only works in the now, which means that it works from moment by moment by moment by moment. There's no predictions in the future in the light, only in the darkness, which is mind energy. So everything that's being read about as far as predictions, prophecies, that is all dark side energies that can happen. But the light doesn't create that. That's the darkness showing you how it's going to show up in your life and other people's lives and or the planet's life. So here we go. What we're going to do now is dropping you down from your head. We'll say your awakening thoughts to your heart center. Dropping down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And this might be the first time that you actually have this done in your life. This will allow you to become heart-centered. Here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so think a thought right now. And you should be able to have those thoughts come from your chest area, which means that you're heart-centered. Okay, we're going to do some energy work before we go to the light ship. We'll be going to the light ship probably in about 15, 20 minutes here. So we're going to first do a emotional trauma clearing for everybody. And we're going to go 10 days. Actually, you lived 10 days ago, so we're going to go from 10 days to this present moment and clear away the densities in your lifetime from your emotional body. Remember, this is an invisible body, gets traumatized, and these thoughts keep recycling into your consciousness over and over and over again. So this is why you can say history repeats itself. Here we go. 10 days ago, cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so we're going to do some energy work here. The light is going to bring some energy down to us here. So I've been talking a lot in the last few shows about the life of Jesus, maybe the last month, because somehow our calendar omitted his lifetime. So if you're new listening to the program, you're going to say, well, but he did live. And you notice that everything before the zero in the timeline of the darkness is before Christ, B.C. And then after the zero, it's after death, A.D. So that means that he lived in zero, or not at all. So we're going to do now, because I think it's needed here, if you notice that... Because the darkness, the people controlling the calendar, omitted his lifetime. And so the light ship only came during the time that he walked the earth. Okay? And so whatever his lifespan was, and Larry may or may not be on the fast chat today, but he mentioned that Jesus, he thought, lived for about 72 years, okay, from his research. I won't go into how long he lived, but we'll just assume that's a good time. So we'll just assume that he lived for 72 years, which means the life ship was here for 72 years, bringing light to the planet. And after that, it left, and it just came back in 2005. So let's bring in the lifetime of Jesus here and reinstate that into our timeline so we can have light here on the planet when we think about that time frame. So what we're going to do is we'll do it year by year, and so take a little bit of time here. So here we go. So the first year, we're going to install the frequency of the light into the null space area of the timeline, so that we'll actually have the presence of light here that was omitted from the calendar. So here we go. Number 1 year, and we'll just bring it in. Number 2, I'll just count. 3, 4, 5, 6. You might feel the energy in your room changing instantly here. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, you might see how your body energy is doing now. And here we go again. Remember, the darkness was in complete control because they omitted his energy out of our calendar. So 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. And just feel the energy. Okay. Everybody feel that timeline stretching now with light coming into it? The zero is getting pretty big. Here we go. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. There's Larry on the fast chat. Hi, Larry. 37, 38, 39, and 40. Okay. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. And 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, and 70. And just going by Larry's information, we'll say that he was 72. So 71, 72. So whether we're dead on or a little bit off, regardless, the energy is completely here in that timeline that now includes him. So we're going to do another process here. The darkness works out of time. They control us through the time frame reality that we live in. Remember, we live in linear time. You can watch your clock ticking away, okay? So they created that. The darkness created time for us to live in. The light does not live in time. The light works in the now, lives in the now. There's no such thing as future predictions or futures in the light, because everything is created new moment by moment by moment by moment. So how does the darkness attach to you? I'll just describe this here. I did this in my last few lectures here in New York. The darkness stretches that time out when you're not here. Remember, everything is a frequency. In the light, there's a frequency that resonates with you and gets turned off and on and off and on. And that's the same thing that the dark side has done, is turn you also off and on and off and on and off and on. You do hear people talking about how sometimes they can disappear, vanish through high frequencies and reappear over again. So this is what the dark side does to us. Now, we don't realize that we're not here, whether we're not here in the light itself being turned off and on, And also the same way that the darkness does it, turning us off and on. Okay? So let's just say, hypothetically, that when the darkness turns us off, we're not here for 3.5 months. And you go, wow, that's a long time. Well, and what can they do with you in 3.5 months? They can attach to you whatever they choose to do. They can bring you forth genetic programming. This is like having alien abductions that they're doing still. And all different types of things. And we don't know that. We're a victim here. Because we don't know the truth. So the light ship now is going to close up that zero time place. So that is strictly from light to light. And the darkness will not be able to come into your energetic field because you had a gap in it, living in time. Now you're going to feel your whole body change. This is going to be done on this planet and also across the universe, okay? This is a very special show tonight. So I want you all to kind of pay attention here. You're going to feel a complete body reaction as a darkness gets kicked out of your space. It will not be able to connect to you in the off state, okay? So like I said before, when you're turned off in time, you're actually being turned off and on and off and on. Well, how long aren't you here? I use the example, we'll say, of 3.5 months to get people's attention. It's naturally probably less than that, but remember, they're in control of time. This is why your time speeds up and slows down on certain days, because they're changing that time-based reality. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and the light ship is going to kick them out of this zero time that they attach themselves to you, abduct to you, etc. So you should be able to go from spirit to spirit intervals and be out of time. So you're still going to be in a time-based reality, but when you're not here, that gap's going to be closed up. So I'm going to count to 10 and see how your body's responding. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's done. So, take a look around. See how the energy in your room feels. You may feel completely different right now because you're not being interfered with by the darkness. Remember, the darkness creeps into, and that's a good word to use, is creeping. It creeps into the light energy because it wants to steal part of your energy. And hopefully this has got rid of a lot of this darkness out of everybody right now because they have no way to come into you. And bringing forth the energy that they omitted from Jesus is also a big thing. So you now have light on the planet in the calendar, which is also in time. So we have two things happening here. So hopefully everybody's feeling the energies here. I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow. So, I'm temporarily unable to see the fast chat, so while I'm rebooting, we were talking the other day on, I think it was the Wednesday show, and we were doing some samples of the clearings from the section of your list of services from your website, Ron, and we were working on the mind clearing section. And there were a few that we hadn't been able to get to samples of, and we promised folks we would do that tonight. Would you like to do that now before we go to the light ship?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay, great.
Do some clearings.
So one of them was there was a parallel life section that had two different clearings. The first was a past parallel life clearing, and the second one in that section was a future parallel life removal, and that had to do with, worrying, daydreaming, getting caught in mind illusions and that kind of thing.
Okay, so let's first do the past parallel life. This is probably going to be on cloned planet Earth here. Remember, what you see in the sci-fi movies are true. Just the darkness is coming through showing how they have you manipulated. So here we go. These are cloned bodies, cloned Earths that look like this one. Here we go. I'm going to take you out of 10 of these here. So 1, release, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that may help you out somewhat there. Everything that I do helps out. This is a sample clearing. And we do whole life ones. Now, we'll do the ones that people go into daydreaming. So this is a little different. The last one was a parallel life. Let's go into the future. And these are people who live in the future with their thoughts. Remember, the light doesn't work in anything but the now. So if you're in the past or the future, then you're living in darkness, okay, because you're being controlled by that. This is why you want to get back into the present moment, being in the now. So if you're a new listener, just remember, after you get off of this program, write this on a piece of paper. The light only works in the now. No predictions. Anything in time that's out of the now is not of the light. It's very, very simple. This is the teachings of Jesus. Here we go. So I'm going to bring you back from the future to the present moment. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now people who live in the past. Here we go. Bringing you into the current moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
So before we go on to the next clearing sample, could you actually explain a little bit, especially for people that are new to this, what parallel lives are and the different types of them that we have and what clearings you have that address those different types?
Sure. We have two basic types. One is for clone planets like this one, clone Earth, with your body living on it. This is deja vu to you. If you have that scenario happening to you, just brought in a thought of a vision that you saw living somewhere else. Remember, in the light, you only have one life. All your spirit energy is with you. Remember, this light doesn't want you to dilute your spirit energy in many lifetimes because you need to be whole and complete in one of them. So the darkness creates these artificial cloned planets. Remember, they're a creation energy also of the darkness. And when you live in and are taken to these parallel universes, you can go into cloned Earths and also planets that are not of the Earth, but they're just plain planets. And that gets kind of scary because you're unfamiliar with being there. Much like I say, some of the sci-fi movies where they have some kind of a spaceship come and try to find maybe people on some strange planet, and they see these aliens there of different life forms, you know, and they get terrified and traumatized, etc. This is what the dark side does to you. So that's one of them. The other one is the exact same thing, although this is for all your past lifetimes. So the first one is for this lifetime, clone planets and, of the Earth, and also clone planets that don't look like the Earth, but they're just fabrications of dark side universe planets, and they're also real in the darkness. Everything is real in the darkness, just like everything's real in the light. So you have your past lives of what you lived with your spirit slash your body. Either way works because your body also has been abducted and taken to these places, so it has a memory of that also. So here we go. But normally, the parallel life ones are mainly for the spirit. The planetary clearings that I do are for your body. So I'll do a sample of that. We just did the sample of the parallel lives on this planet. We'll do one now of cloned planets that you know nothing about, but you will feel the energy leave you. And you're living there probably scared to death. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do some past lives. So I guess we'll just go back 100 years here. We'll do cloned Earth planets 100 years ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do the other ones, which would be the planets that you know nothing about, that your physical body was taken to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. The next one on that section was the set sequence timing body.
Okay, so that puts you in the present moment throughout your lifetime. Remember, every second that goes by, if you're in the past or in the future, not being in the moment, you're losing your spirit energy because your spirit only works in the present moment of no time. So this clearing gets you into your whole lifetime being in the now. So I'll go back age of 10 here, and I'll do 12 months at the age of 10. This is a sample. It's not 100% complete because it can't be. We have to do your whole lifetime, but it'll give you an idea what it feels like. So age of 10, we'll just say the first month, which is number one, we'll call it. Here we go. Cleared. Number two, cleared. Three, cleared. Four, cleared. Five, cleared. Six, which is June, cleared. Seven, cleared. Eight, cleared. Nine, cleared. September. 10, cleared. 11, cleared. And 12, cleared. December. So you should feel a shift in your body. Remember, your past lives with you. All of your thoughts that you ever had in your lifetime is with you right now in this present moment. And all the thoughts of your parents are with you, and all of the thoughts of your grandparents. And to make it even worse, everybody in your family tree, going back to thousands and thousands of years ago in your genetics, are living with you right now, all of these thoughts. This is why you have the conditions that you have in your life, because they gave you this process. This is the dark side giving it to you, and this is why we have the state of affairs on planet Earth here, and why people have not really ascended off this planet, why we have overpopulation. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'm still not able to see the fast chat to see if anybody has any questions right now. So maybe this would be a great time to go to the lightship, and then we can take some more up after that.
Okay, so the people that are new on, we go to the lightship. The lightship is creation energy itself. You probably all heard about Jesus, and this is where he took people to the lightship for healing. Here we go. So this will not work on the archives, only because we have extraterrestrial alien abduction still. I don't want anybody thinking that they can go to the lightship whenever they choose to, because it's impossible to do. So I don't want you to put that thought out, because you very possibly could be abducted. Here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring with, just think of them now in your consciousness. Everybody listening to the program live will go to the lightship. And so are your pets and animals. I'm going to count to 10 as you go to the lightship. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're there now. And if you're a seer, you may actually physically see light beings, okay? If you're a feeler, you might feel the loving energy there. And if you don't feel or sense anything, don't worry about it. You're there anyway, so don't sweat it. Some people, you know, feel that they have to sense everything, and there's people that just don't feel or sense, and that's perfectly fine. That's just the way you are. Nothing's wrong with that. So here we go. We're going to go into the first room. This is the hot tub room for detoxifying your body. And if you're in a cold area, you may want to ask to have the temperature turned up a little bit to warm your body up. If you happen to be in a pretty warm area, you may want to ask to have it turned down a little bit, and you feel your body temperature change instantly. So this is used to detoxify your body. We're in there right now, and we're sitting inside of a gel. We all have our own particular hot tub. We're not mixed together. Energy is never mixed on the light ship. And we're here now having the experience in the pink gel. We're going to go into a room that has, I see golden rays here on the, from Yolanda there. So we're going to go into a room where we have golden ray energy. In fact, there's a waterfall there, which is golden color. And these water drops are going to come around her body. Here comes the golden waterfall water. I'll bring it in here so you can actually feel it down here. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So just kind of enjoy this right now and experience this energy. We're going to go into the pain release room. And this is where they take away pain from our body. Request your healings. Remember, the light only works in the now. This is one of the rules of the light. They don't work anywhere else but that. And it's strictly free choice, free will. So you must request your healing. So here we go. We're going into the room for pain releasing. And you may feel this wonderful energy coming forth. So request your healing. And I'll just give you some silence for about a minute here. Okay, let's go into a room where they work with our gums and our teeth. So again, you want to request a healing. They're working with our mouth. So just enjoy this experience. You might find your saliva changing as they go through and check you out. We're having some silver water. It's about a half a teaspoon being placed in our mouth right now. Here we go. And you may actually feel the energy inside of your mouth changing. We're going into another room. And they're going to be working with our blood, checking our blood out. They also can check out, you know, our different body organs, so we're having that done also. And again, request your healing. They're working with muscles, tendons, ligaments. And again, I'll see you back in about a half a minute here. And just request your healing and see how you're doing. You may even want to walk around a lot. Sometimes people like to do that, just to feel the change in energies in their body. So if you do have maybe a back problem or something, maybe get up and walk around and then request a healing on this here. Remember, the light only works in the now, and you must respond by requesting the healing. They'll do something for you and request it again. And your healings work according to your belief system. And it's not only the belief in this lifetime and how healings work for you. It's your predisposition of all of your ancestors. Do they believe in healing? You may believe in it this lifetime, but if they did not, you have a lot to overcome. This is how it works. You have to get rid of the densities of judgment out of your body to have a healing work instantly for you. A lot of people have already done that, and some healings take place very easily, and other ones are a little more difficult because of the densities. On the light ship, you are healed 100% because you're in pure light, but as you come back, you may actually have the energies that are here on the earth plane being wrapped around you of these negative densities, and when that happens, it takes the healing away from you. So this is what I say, that, you know, it all varies on how you experience the energy, how much healing you've had, and that's kind of the way the light ship works. The light ship is giving you free choice, free will for an experience here. The darkness also forces you to have an experience. This is why you have reincarnated here for so many times. We're going into another location. We're going to go into the room where Mother Mary is. Here she comes. I'll bring her energy in, so stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So you might smell a fragrance of roses or flowers. That's pretty common. We'll increase the energy again. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to go into a room where they have energies to help your skin. If you have any skin conditions, or just request your healing. And this is happening right now. You might feel warmth, tingles throughout your skin. They're checking out our veins and arteries, blood vessels, capillaries, etc. Here we go. And again, request your healing. So I'll let you have some silence for a little bit here. Remember, you have to request healing. Walk around a little bit, see how you're feeling. We're going to bring in an oxygen here so you can enjoy that. Number 52 is coming. Here it comes. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's here. And exhale, inhale a few times, and just see how you're doing. And again, I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, and here we go again. We're going to do another oxygen. This is number 15. Coming in stronger, 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 and stronger. And a week from today, we're having our special 4-hour ascension preparation call. We'll be on the light ship for 4 hours of time. You're on a conference call line, so you want to get a speaker phone. And it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time, which is 4 o'clock Eastern. So just get in contact with me. The cost on it is only $60, and we do water charging, and you have 7 containers of water that will sustain you for the next week, 7 days. Let's bring in another oxygen here before we come back from the light ship. This will be number 7. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're going to come back from the light ship here. And I'll bring you down slowly. Remember, you're up there physically, walking around just like you're doing here in your house or wherever you are. Just that you're out of time. Remember, you're here and you're not here. When you're not here, the light ship has you there doing healings on you. So here we go. Coming back down, I'll count from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Probably start to feel it now. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Sylvia, are you still out there in cyberspace?
Oh yeah, I'm here. So let's see. We have some really interesting questions, Ron, about our spirit. I think this was from Yolanda. Where is our spirit when we sleep?
For most people, your spirit leaves your body, unfortunately. And why does it do that? Well, like I said, many times, most people are unaware they even have a spirit in their body, trying to connect with them and talk to them. Remember, everybody normally uses the mind energy. So if you are using mind energy, then your spirit cannot connect to you because you're too busy with your thoughts in your head. So your spirit's desperately trying to talk to you for the whole day. And I'm sure that it gets pretty tired of doing this because you have a deaf ear, we'll say, to your spirit. But everything else inside of your head, you get perfectly clear and loud, which is the darkness energy talking to you. So naturally, when you go to sleep at night, your spirit says, you know, what the heck? You didn't hear me in the daytime, so why should I stay with you at night? So it leaves. The unfortunate thing is that your body is not protected when your spirit's not in it. So I'll talk about that a little bit here. When you're first born, you are fully protected because your spirit's 100% in your body. And unfortunately, when you get older, maybe age of 5 to 10, you get diluted out quite a bit, and you're probably holding on to maybe 20% of that energy. And what happens to the other 80%? Well, since your spirit cannot hold the space because it's not there, and it left because of pain and trauma, entities come into you. And when entities come in, they cause havoc. They want to live their past life from the body or bodies. It could be thousands of bodies that they lived in, and they come into you. This is why people have addictions and why they have such a hard time getting rid of the addictions, because the entities come in. And the most prevalent one is probably either overeating or not eating. Then naturally you have maybe driving your car fast. And then you have the more common ones, which are typically smoking and drinking. And those are from entities that come into your body who wish to have a drink. You know, initially you may say, no, I don't want a drink. And then you have the first drink or the first cigarette. And maybe entity number one wants to have that smoke. Maybe they only want to have two puffs. So another entity in your body already who wants to have that addiction in you because it wants to smoke has a second couple puffs. You could have, you know, 1,000 of these here. You could light up 10 cigarettes in a row. Each one wants to have a puff on that cigarette. Or typically another glass of beer or wine or whatever you're drinking. And just think, the word spirits, where did that come from? Probably because there's tons of spirits around when you have alcohol. So that's kind of food for thought, maybe. But if not, if it's not correct, it's kind of serves its purpose anyway. So, you know, the drinking that you might be doing is not yourself, not your spirit drinking. It doesn't want to drink because it can't drink. Because if it drinks, then it has to leave your body. So it's there to protect your body. So if you're drinking, then it means you're unprotected and your spirit's gone. It has to go away because it can't live in that low-density vibration. This is why so many people who have been intoxicated to do strange things say they never did what they were doing. And this also includes hard drugs. And their eyes become glossed over because their spirit cannot look out of them any longer. And if your spirit can't look out of your eyes, then they become glossed over because of that. So back to you, Sylvia. Did I answer that question? Where does your spirit go when you're sleeping? It takes off because it can't talk to you. It's supposed to be with you completely, all the time. But because of the state of affairs here of the human race and people not knowing that they have a spirit in their body, the spirit just naturally leaves because it kind of gives up on us. So you want to always command it to stay in your body, even when you're sleeping. And that may take more than one time doing that. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, what are the best clearings that people can do and the other actions that they can take to enable them to start hearing their spirit so that, you know, they're not just, you know, you mentioned the spirit just getting really frustrated by trying to communicate and not being heard or not having any, you know, attention paid to it by us in our present consciousness. So what clearings will help a person with that?
Well, the most important clearing to have if you're just getting started working with the light ship, with the divine beings that are here to assist you for ascension, is to have the emotional clearing. And the emotional clearing gets rid of a lot of the densities that are stored inside of your invisible emotional body. And these densities are the traumas that you've experienced in this lifetime. So it takes the traumas to zero. Lightship just clears them out of you instantly. It takes, 1 minute to do each year of your life. Remember, in each year of your life, you know, you have a lot of time in there. So you have 8,760 hours in each year, and it just takes 1 minute to clear out that whole time frame of all of your thoughts. How many thoughts have you had today? Remember, those are being stored inside of your body. So this is why you want to have the emotional clearing. Typically, the thoughts that we deal with that causes problems or that somebody talks to you about or something, remember, you're living in a location here on this planet. You know, this is an emotional planet, and because of that, people deal with stuff, and you're always bringing up stuff to each other. And each time you bring that stuff up, it could relate to you or not, but you're still, you know, getting involved with it as you hear it. So that's being stored inside of your body, just like watching the news. So you start imprinting this stuff inside of you, which is judgment. And the more judgment that you have, the dark side loves that because it's actually going to be killing your body and causing you emotional pain and trauma. And this is what they live on. So back to you, Sylvia. So you want to get an emotional clearing that we can do on the website. It's $5 times your age. If you're over 60, those years above 60 are free to you. And I definitely recommend getting the unlimited version of that after you have your whole life clearing. And then you can go on the website anytime you wish. And this is under the online healing section. And you can go on, you know, 4 or 5 times a day or whatever, as long as the website is up, and have this clearing done instantly for you so you stay current with the healing. The healings are designed to basically take about maybe a half an hour to 1 hour to do. And from there, you're cleared. Just need one of those clearings. There's no more codependency. The Light Ship doesn't use codependency to work with you. So this is how it works. You have a clearing done, and it's over with. Then you naturally want to stay current. There's no reason to go over anything in the past again because it's already done for you. So back to you, Sylvia. Once the clearing is done, it's done.
So then, Ron, would you say that by getting out the emotional baggage that we're carrying around, the traumas and the dramas and all that stuff, the judgment that's been and thoughts that have been stored within our bodies, by getting that out, then we're more able to be in the moment, in our heart centers, and then also kind of be in a neutral position instead of a reactive position to all of the drama that's going on. And by getting in that state, then we can listen to and hear the voice of our spirit.
Yep, you said it wonderfully. So that's the whole thing, is to get into the now. Remember, when you're not in the now, you're not in the light, and then you're in the dramas that take place here. And if you do get more into the now, you must get a calendar and also like a day planner so that you're able to write down what you're going to be doing each day. Because that's very necessary because time will go by and kind of escape you. So you definitely want to stay in the moment, but you do want to be responsible for living. So you need to have some notes taken so you're able to perform properly. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We had a request for a sample of the parental imprinting clearing.
Okay, so this is basically how your parents want to control your life. Remember, they want you to live a certain way, typically, if they're still living. If you're younger, you know, your parents may look down upon you, possibly, because you're not expressing the way that they would like you to live your life. Remember, they're trying to live their life through you. So naturally, you have their energies with you. You might have their mannerisms. So this imprinting will help you release that. So I'll go back 10 days, and we're going to take out your mother's imprinting on you. Just think, if you called your mother up and she started telling you what a bad person you are, or why aren't you making enough money, or why are you doing this, why are you dating so-and-so, or whatever. You know, it's all a drama situation. As somebody starts talking to you about your life, then that imprinting goes into your body, whether you believe it or not, okay? And now you'll start to live that energy somehow. This is why history repeats itself, because you're taking it in. We're going to take away your mother's energy, which she gave to you, her judgments on how you're living your life, good or bad. Here we go. Remember, good things are bad for you also. A good thought, because the thoughts themselves should be neutral. You should not tie into any kind of thought. Anything that's not in the moment, you know, is going to be in judgment. And the judgment works out of time. So here we go. Mother, for 10 days. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll do one more here. We'll do your father. So just kind of take a deep breath here and just see how you felt about this last clearing. And here we go. Father, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, and today cleared. And next we're going to do your brothers, if you have any brothers. So here we go. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared. Wow, pretty heavy energy. Honey, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And let's do your sister or sisters. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, cleared. And we'll also do your mother-in-law. Here we go. 10 cleared, 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, and now father-in-law. 10 cleared, 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, 1 cleared, and today cleared. We'll do your neighbor to the left of you, or neighbors to the left of you, maybe the whole family. 10 days cleared, 9 cleared, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 today, and the ones to the right of you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
You know, a minute ago I heard a beep on the line. I don't know if that means we have a caller with us or not, but let's just check real quick. Do we have a caller? Anyone on the line? Okay, I guess not. So let's see. We have Ren on the fast chat asking if we could have a sample of the panic attack clearing.
Okay. We'll have to create this one here. Let's first do a trauma body clearing, okay? Then we'll do that one. So trauma, 10 days ago cleared, 9 cleared, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and today cleared. And next we're going to do panic attack. So here we go. We'll have to create this one here. So 10 days cleared, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and today. There we go. So see how you're doing. If you want to type in, Ren, how you're feeling. And also, where are you calling from? Just kind of curious here. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right, let's see if we can fit in a couple of quick questions. Our time is, I think, going by faster tonight than ever. Here's a question about the set sequence timing body that you were doing the clearing earlier. And the question is whether or not that can be, your set sequence can be messed up through the sludge bodies.
Boy. Yeah, it could. But once it's in place, it's okay. So, and there's many bodies that can affect that one, but once the light ship puts it back into place for you for your whole lifetime, so that every moment in this lifetime is in the now, then, you're actually, held that way. So yes, it can. The sludge bodies take it out in the future. That's probably what's being more asked there. I would say probably 99% that they cannot do that. Whenever you have a light shift healing, the light is with you to help you. And so I've had a lot of experiences from people about that. The most current one, a lady was riding down a hill with her bicycle and going, I think, around 20, 25 miles an hour alongside of a car or behind a car. The car decided to stop, and she would have got munched with broken bones by hitting the car. And they said she put the brakes on, then all of a sudden she felt this cushion of energy, like a wall coming between her and the car, and everything worked out perfectly fine. And she knew that the light ship protected her from that. So that's one of the healings that you know, people have experienced from the light ship once they're connected to it through these healings. So they will not typically allow you to have the healings taken away from you. So that's, I guess the word typically may not be the right word to use. They will not allow the darkness to take the healing away from you because you're putting the effort out to come forward into the light. And once they recognize that you are from the light, they'll protect you for that particular healing and maybe other things also. So I just wanted to clarify that, make it more stronger for you. So, yeah, the light is here to help you, but you have to approach the light. Like what Jesus said, you know, you have to knock on the door, you know. If you don't knock on it, you're lost. So this is the whole teachings that we have here, is the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within you. Don't pray outside of yourself, because you're going to be hooked up to the darkness. When you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. So don't put that t-shirt on. Just go to your spirit inside of yourself. That's your only divinity. That energy out there was brought to us by aliens, which brought us to alien gods. I won't go into that too much on this program, but this is what Jesus taught you not to do. So don't do it, you know. So back to you, Sylvia.
So basically the divine intervention and grace is here. We just have to avail ourselves of it. And since they completely honor our free will, they're not going to do a clearing or something unless we come forward and request it or arrange for it or what have you. Is that pretty much what you're saying then?
Yep, that's it in a nutshell, yeah, because the light will never go against its premise of giving you free will, free choice. And so if you do choose to go into the darkness, that's your choice. It allows you to do that, to have that experience. Remember, if you're not in your heart, you are in the darkness. And so you need to come back into your heart. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We've got just a minute left, so any announcements that you'd like to cover?
We're going to have a neat show this coming Wednesday. I have a friend of mine, which you can look on YouTube, Joe Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, Berger, Joe. He's been with many different rock bands, we'll say, sound engineering, and also playing the guitar. You can check him out on YouTube. He's going to come on our conference call on Wednesday, which we do with water charging, play some music, and he's going to come on to the show on BBS on Wednesday night and probably play some of his music too. We'll see how this works out. So look up Joe Berger. He's knows probably most of the popular rock musicians from probably the 60s on. And he's just very, very wonderful, very kind, open-hearted gentleman. I mean, he's probably one of the top, you know, one of the best out there playing a guitar, but he's doing sound engineering also. So anyway, check him out on YouTube. He's wonderful. So I'll just probably sign off here. Our time's getting short, so blessings to all of you. And we'll see you on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern.
Great. Wonderful. Blessings, everyone. Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you for the incredible work with the light ship and this thing that they did at the beginning of the hour to actually close up that zero point where the darkness could connect to you, and also bringing in the light and energy of Jesus into our timeline here. So, incredible night of healing, and thank you everyone for being with us. Blessings everyone, and we'll see you next time. Good night.
Hey, blessings everybody. Good night.